I don't see it,
he said after a bit. ADA's office started looking into the widow yesterday. Rumor is she had a lot to gain from her husband's death. Rumor is she might have been shopping around for some hired help, or a misplaced fool's heart.
Copley thinks Catherine approached Tony Rocco about killing her husband?
Copley tried to schedule an interview with the good doctor yesterday afternoon. Rocco blew him off. Bobby nodded, holding his coffee mug between his hands and thinking hard.
If Tony Rocco was Catherine's ally, why would she kill him or find someone to kill him?
Didi shrugged. She wouldn't meet his eye. Rocco obviously didn't kill Jimmy.
No,
Bobby agreed quietly.
He didn't.
He kept gazing at Didi, but her eyes were now locked on her plate. But maybe Catherine spoke to Rocco about doing it, Didi said after a moment. And maybe she got word that the ADA was looking into it. That would give her motive to want Tony Rocco dead, so Rocco couldn't rat her out.
But the killer was most likely a male.
She has looks, she has money, either one would get her help.
Help to eliminate the help,
Bobby pointed out dryly. Didi shrugged. It's Copley's theory. Me, I'm still going with the jealous spouse. After all, if you were just killing someone to be expedient, would you really engage in post-mortem weenie-whacking?
That does seem more personal.
Plus, there's the message to consider.
The message?
Yeah, written on the back window. That's what got Dr. Rocco found. Someone leaned closer to read the script.
And it says?
Boo.
Boo?
Yeah. Written in women's lipstick.
Women's lipstick?
Yep. And I'll bet you anything that on Catherine Gagnon, this is a particularly killer shade of red. Didi polished up her plate. Bobby grabbed the bill. Copley's going to pay you a visit this afternoon, Didi mentioned.
Is he flirting, or do you think it's true love?
He says that yesterday you and the missus were spotted playing together at the Gardner Museum. Bobby unfolded the bills from his money clip and started counting out ones. It's not good, Didi continued quietly. To be seen with the dead man's wife makes people talk. He needed a 10, didn't have one, settled on 2 5s. She's trouble, Didi said. 2 singles should do it for the tip. He was going to divorce her, you know, and take full custody of the kid. Sometimes there's a very fine line between being a destitute ex-wife and being a wealthy widow. Thursday night, Catherine Gagnon crossed that line. In this business, you have to wonder about that sort of thing.
Bobby finally glanced up. Do you really think she could have set it up? Engineered a fight, arranged for her husband to have a gun, then manipulated everything so that he got shot and she didn't?
Didi didn't say anything right away. When she finally spoke, he wished she hadn't.